Today, we're going to talk about an intelligent but ignorant man. Ignorance, to be lacking knowledge or understanding. It has nothing to do with intelligence or abilities, but with information and understanding. We are all ignorant of something, because nobody knows everything. This man had faith in God, but he was ignorant concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. The day Apollos, the scholar, went to class. Acts chapter 18, it reads in verse 24, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake, and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ." Apollos, the person in the passage. He was a Jew by birth and a native of Alexandria, Egypt. At this time, Alexandria was a great seat of learning and philosophy. The city was the home to many Jewish families that had been planted there by the city's founder, Alexander the Great. Many Jewish people excelled in Alexandria, and several became prominent scholars, Apollos being one of them. The Bible tells us that Apollos was eloquent. This implies that he was a gifted public speaker, a person that could make an impression with his words. He chose his words wisely and used them correctly. This allowed Apollos to speak with strength, power, and clarity. This man also possessed strength with Scriptures, meaning Apollos knew the Bible, the Old Testament Scriptures. He had applied himself to God's Word and was blessed. The best way to know about God is to read and study His Word. So take time to read your Bible. Apollos was also zealous. It says that he was fervent in spirit. This man's knowledge of the gospel was limited, but what he knew, he proclaimed. He diligently taught and spoke for the Lord. Apollos may not have had all of the knowledge, but that did not keep his heart from following God. We find that those that want to follow God will follow God. Let's learn from his diligence, and let's serve God today, where we are, and with what we have been given. Let's not wait for another day, but serve right now. The Scriptures indicate that Apollos was a gifted teacher of God's Word. That brings us to the problem. Apollos had a problem, but did not know it. He had been taught and studied the Scriptures himself, the Old Testament. But he knew nothing of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. It's evident he knew the promise of the Messiah and heard of John the Baptist. Perhaps he had even been baptized in the name of John by a believer. But Apollos was unaware of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, this was common at this time. John the Baptist had a powerful ministry that extended throughout the Roman Empire. Jesus Christ's ministry, which was mightier, followed John's, and news did not travel as fast then as it does now. Like Apollos, many were impacted by John's ministry. They gave their life to God, trusting in Him, but had heard nothing yet of Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. So they believed in the Messiah, but were unaware of His work on earth. Like Apollos, they were ignorant of this, not willingly, but because of a lack of knowledge. So, let's consider some practical thoughts from this passage. First, direction. Direction. Apollos needed help. He was ignorant. Not because he did not want to know. He had not been told. He needed someone to tell him, to provide some direction. The Lord knew this and provided the right people. Aquila and Priscilla heard Apollos speak boldly in the synagogue. They probably recognized his talents as a speaker and noticed his zeal in serving God. As they listened, they might have noticed that Apollos was ignorant of Christ's ministry. He kept talking about the one John had promised, the Messiah to come. It probably became clear he did not know about Christ. They had to tell him. Aquila and Priscilla met with Apollos, invited him into their home, and taught him more about God. You'll notice they did not berate or discourage him, but they carefully taught him about the Lord. Those that know about God should look to teach those with limited knowledge of God. This couple was responsible for the preparation of a great preacher. Let me ask you, what would you teach a man like this? What would you say? Where would you begin? We're not provided the details of their conversations or the discussions, but there are some topics I'm sure came up. The birth of Jesus Christ. The fact that he was sent by God, born of a virgin, that he was the Son of God. Maybe they shared with him the events surrounding his birth, what took place with Mary and with Joseph and in the city of Bethlehem. They probably moved on to his life and ministry, beginning with his baptism. Maybe they told Apollos about the time he went into the wilderness for 40 days. Maybe they shared with Apollos some of the miracles that Jesus Christ performed. Talked about the parables that he shared. And then, of course, talked about the troubles and the trials that Christ had to deal with. Eventually, they would get to his death. And talk about the night that he met with the apostles in the upper room. How they sang a hymn and then went to the garden where Jesus prayed. How he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Apprehended. Put on trial. And crucified. Then of course they talk about his burial. And his resurrection 3 days later. They might have discussed all of the events that took place in between, such as the earth shaking, the darkness covering the land, the veil of the temple being rent in two. Then, of course, they talked about his ascension into heaven and his promise to return for his own. What an interesting time they must have had together. It's possible they even shared with him some history concerning the church, the work of the apostles, the work of the church in Jerusalem, perhaps some of the trials and the troubles, and of course some of the great blessings that took place. They might have discussed the church at Antioch and how God blessed the church in that city. I'm certain they talked about the missionary Paul and his ministry, maybe even touching on his life a little bit. What we find is they took time to teach Apollos the way of God. It's important to teach the lost the way to God. And that way is through Jesus Christ. In John 14:6, Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There are not many ways to God. There is only one way, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. One must understand that they are a sinner, then they must repent of that sin and believe on Jesus Christ for salvation. It's also important to teach believers the ways of God so that we are encouraged to walk with the Lord, so we know how to glorify God in our daily living. The next thought that we have is dedication. Dedication. Humility is seen here with Apollos. He was willing to learn more about Jesus Christ and willing to listen to this couple teach him. Apollos was an educated man. The Bible indicates he was a scholar. Yet his education did not hinder his dedication towards God. We live in a highly educated society. Those who want to further their education have the opportunity to do so. You get a bachelor's degree, master's degree, even a doctorate. Some have attained multiple degrees. We also have information overload, from public libraries to books on your phone, and access to the internet. Information at our fingertips. Now, there is nothing wrong with education, knowledge, or information. Some of the men God worked through in the New Testament were highly educated. Matthew was a tax collector. Paul, a lawyer, perhaps a judge. Luke, a medical doctor. And our person in this passage, Apollos, a scholar. But let me give you a warning. Pride is often the result of education. People become proud in their knowledge and their understanding. And that pride hinders relationship with God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 10, we read, "Only by pride cometh contention." And then in Proverbs 16, verse 18, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Pride limits faith and trust in God. "I can," "I will," "I won't" become the common thoughts when pride is around. But because Apollos was dedicated to knowing more about the Lord, he remained humble. Proverbs 11, verse 2, it says this, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom." The intention and desire of Apollos' heart was to know God. Apollos was not above learning from a married couple that knew the Lord. I wonder how many pastors or missionaries today would endure this. Probably not many. Apollos didn't receive any attention or worldly benefit. No certificate at the end, or letters to add to his title. But he did receive knowledge of Jesus Christ and first-hand accounts of missionary service. Christians should always be looking to learn from God and more about him. Should be willing to listen when other Christians teach about the Lord. Matthew Henry put it this way, "Those that know much should covet to know more. And what they know to know it better, pressing forward towards perfection. We can be challenged by the dedication of Apollos and endeavor to know more about God. Third, desire. Desire. Apollos wanted to help others, to share his knowledge about Christ with other people. He desired to serve God, and he wanted to go to Corinth. We find that the church at Ephesus wrote a letter of recommendation for Apollos. This is the first letter of recommendation from one church to another mentioned in the Bible. Today, we send letters for members joining a new church of like faith. Apollos went to the church in Corinth, where God blessed his ministry. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, "Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed. Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." In Corinth, Apollos helped and encouraged the believers. He preached Jesus Christ to the lost and was able to convince many Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. He did this by preaching and reasoning from the Word of God. Apollos applied his knowledge to service. He took what he learned and shared it with others. This man refused to sit on his knowledge and did not selfishly withhold it from other people. We can learn from this. Let's look to help others. Share what God has taught you with someone else. In closing, the day Apollos went to class is the day the ignorant scholar was told about Jesus Christ. And what happened? His life changed. And the powerful speaker became an even more effective servant of the Lord.